call this meeting to order of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee. Has all legislators here gotten a chance to review the minutes from last month's meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of June 6th.
I'll second that motion with the one correction of a typo I sent to Nettie.
Okay.
There was a misspelling of odor to order.
Okay.
In the resolution that I sent, I think it's 277 and about, it's corrected in there already. Okay.
Okay, so motion made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Minutes are accepted.
I'm sorry, Mike. I thought I had enough.
Okay, what we're going to do today, we'll take a few of these resolutions out of order. We have Chris White here from planning. Three resolutions that pertain to the Ashokan Rail Trail. And this way, if anybody has any questions before we vote on these resolutions, Chris is here to answer any questions that we might have. So he suggested that we start off with Resolution 307, amending capital project number 459, Ashokan Rail Trail Project, to include costs for phase two construction and construction inspection department of planning.
I'll move it.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Litt.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
It's okay, Rick. No question.
Resolution number 302, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county / A. Cervidone Incorporated Department of Public Plan, Department of Planning.
I'll move it.
This is for construction services. This is going to be 57% by the state and 33% by the county and 10% other. Motion was made by Legislator Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Legislator Roberts. All in favor?
Aye.
I may have to, I'll abstain at the committee level here because I put a request into my company. We've done, we were under contract with two design build contracts with A. Cervidone. I'm pretty sure those contracts are over, but In not having the information, that information tonight, I will.
Okay.
We still
have three.
Three. We have five of them.
Okay. Okay. So, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. With one exception, Legislator Lick.
And then back up to 301.
Right now. And resolution number 301, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Martin and
LaJudas,
DPC, Department of Public Planning.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chris, thanks for taking the
time. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yep.
Chris, you want to leave a copy of that and I'll give it to the committee?
Sure.
Can't hurt, right?
Yeah, this is just an update on where we are in the process. You had an easy reference.
Thank you.
And I may have legislator that has it already.
Resolution number 291, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with LW Tree Service Incorporated, Department of Public Works, to removing dead and dying ash trees of hazardous, for the areas. I'll move this $91,390. I'll move it.
I'll second it. I do have a question that came from the other committee. If we have any update on where the general removal of ash trees across the county is.
Yeah, and so Tracy had asked at the Ways and Means Committee if Amanda could come to the Environment Committee and present an update on the
of the location of where the trees
are. Where
down.
We are in the whole scheme of things with the ash trees, and it's gotten larger.
It is like the third year we've been doing this, right?
Right. And this is not just ash, this is also hazardous trees.
Any hazardous, right.
Any
right.
hazardous tree as well. We got a bid on it.
Yeah. Just roadside?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything in the county right away.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
And there was question two about what was done with the trees after they were felled, and the answer was that they were chipped.
Chipped, for the most part.
For the most part,
We leave it up to the contractor, but they have to follow
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 292, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Complete Building Solutions Department of Public Works. I believe this is janitorial services.
I'll move it.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Oh, there was one question on this still, but not to hold it up, of just the cost on cleaning of, that's another one. Yeah.
No, it was this one.
Is it
somehow in the contract, and DSS has a $150 charge in the contract on the schedule B for $150 for the cleaning of a vehicle. And I don't know what that's about or if it's ever been used.
We typically are only hitting standard cleaning on this. These other years, like, we haven't really spent down the amount that would be associated with the additional services. I can't tell you how many times it's been actually used, but I can get back to you on that.
And I would just add that Legislator Craig Lopez did mention to me that he has cleaning done of his van, and it cost him about $100. And it doesn't have to be cleaned to the same level as you would for transporting children.
Right.
So to give a context for the fact that it seems high, but...
Yeah, I don't think these are
reality.
In our fleet, I think the GFS has some larger vehicles. We do have another bid with Hoffman Car Wash, which is much cheaper for vehicles, but not of this kind.
Uh-huh.
So we'll get back to you with the numbers.
Okay, thank you.
Resolution number 309, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to amend a lease agreement with Ulster Savings Bank for Public Defender's Office, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
Lease move it.
Okay, this is a lease agreement for the motion made by Legislator Litz.
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
This was for conflict defender. It's just
right.
So this is where standard
give them a little bit more room.
Resolution number 310, amending capital project number 488. Installation of shoulders along Route 299, towns of New Paltz and Gardner, Transportation Improvement Project TIP, not on the state highway system, amending the 2018 2023 Capital Improvement Program and Declaration of Intent to Serve as Lead Agency under SECRE, Department of Public Works, Highways, and Bridges.
I'll move it, Dean.
Right?
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Lynch. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution number 312, authorizing acquisition of a temporary easement over certain real property for the purpose of replacing the Bailey Bridge on Denning Road over the East Branch Never Sink River, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second. Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Roberts. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 313, amending the 2018 Ulster County Budget Extreme Winter Recovery Funding Appropriation, Department of Public Works, Highways, and Bridges.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Lynch, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Can I get an explanation? Is this for last winter or upcoming winter?
This is for 18-19, state fiscal year.
Okay. I'm good, Dean.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 314, amending the 2018 Ulster County Budget CHIPS Funding Adjustment, Department of Public Works, Highway, and Bridges.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Lynch, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Final resolution tonight is resolution number 315, approving a work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York for design and procurement services related to capital project number 527, classroom renovations at SUNY Ulster.
I move it.
Second. Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Roberts. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Anybody have any new business tonight that they would like to discuss with Mark or Commissioner Jackson?
Old business. Old business. Do you know when they're going to take the house down there on the end of the Chattahoochee Road?
So we're putting in the contract for the demolition. That has to go out for a bid. That has to go out for a bid.
So
we're in title now.
Good. So what do you think?
Do you think 2 months? I would say within 2 months.
Okay.
Normally I have to bid for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Something like that. And, I don't know where they're at in that process, if it's getting ready to go out.
And there is some mitigation of asbestos.
So, the flood mitigation programs, once they did the houses, they were taking about a month probably. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at September, October, it'll be down. Fire department. Take care of this one.
Yeah. Someone go ahead. We won't mind.
Legislator Nolan?
And just for informational purposes, see if you have some ideas about this. The idea was floated in one of the other committees about on the county's tax properties, when we sell those, the possibility of including an easement for sidewalk or shoulder widening on those properties before they go to the new owner. Seemed like a good idea. You know, maybe that process a little more complicated, except that it could become kind of boilerplate, that we, if we have an amount of area that we just reserve when we're selling those properties. So just to get...
I think it would be a question for Mark Long, so...
Yeah, I mean, my only issue with it is then we all have all these property interests out there that we may or may not ever use, and then what's the liability associated with that? Yeah. We're then in the chain of title for a lot. Say someone is walking along that area, we haven't put shoulders in, it's now walking along the area that we have an easement on, they get hit by a vehicle.
So,
I mean, I think there may be maybe an idea that we can look at, but there may be some unintended consequences that we may want
to... Might be better to target the areas where we're going to do those kind of projects.
Right, we know that we need shoulders.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense.
Okay.
So just do a blanket?
It has, you know, gets you into a lot more property interest out there than we might be able to manage effectively.
Want.
Yeah. Okay.
And if there's a tree... Yeah,
it's our tree then, huh?
It's our tree. Could be, right? I don't know.
It's, yeah, well, that's right.
Depends on if they want to take him down or not. Right. If they want to take him down, it's our tree. If they don't want to take him down, it's probably not our tree. So,
it's still what, isn't it, though?
Yep.
Herb, you have anything, or Kevin?
Can I make one quick announcement?
Yeah,
if any of you haven't heard, but you know, the 19th is the beginning of the...
Is the grand opening ceremony for the Vietnam War at Pantine Field in Sorgerties. It starts at 11 o'clock. My client will be there with opening statements. All is welcome to come. I will definitely be there, as will Legislator Warrell be there. And that's going to be a pretty nice couple days. Very interesting, very proud. I'm glad it's coming to Sorries. We're going to have Colonel Donnellan will be on hand. He's going to be in Sorries for 5 or 6 days during the event. And I guess they have a few other surprises that they're keeping close to their chest. They don't want to say anything until the time comes. So I'm curious to see. I have no idea what they are. I'm curious to see what they are. So
it should be nice.
Before I ask for the adjournment, I just like to compliment Commissioner Jackson. I'm getting a lot of compliments on Fish Creek Road in the town of Sorgerties. The final product, I've been on it several times. It is superb. I do have to tell you, job well done. That came nice.
Thank you, Dean.
That road,
people aren't happy.
Yeah. No, I got a few phone calls and some people stop me out in public and tell me what a nice job it is. I just wanted to compliment you. It came beautiful.
I'll pass forward.
Yes.
And I don't think I've said publicly, although I did send word privately, but the commissioner also investigated some wood debris on a bridge in Phoenicia, and in the course of that resolved a problem with that debris, and the people in the town are very grateful.
The wall got fixed. The lady that got the wall knocked down,
yep.
That's fixed. They're very happy.
Yep.
So I'm looking pretty good in sort of keep it up. Because when you do good, I look good.
We're aware of that.
I know. With that, I'll make them
laugh. You always look good.
And end on a happy note.
Yeah.
So, motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Roberts. All in favor?
Aye.